or even a carpenter for that matter. You just mentioned the fact that two girls are carpenters. I don't believe that they should be doing that type of work. I believe a woman is the weaker sex and they should do something a little easier for them.
If you have, say, a frame house, and you're going to put, it's old, and you want to put a new thing around it, what would you call that?
Siding.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it anything else?
Asbestos, or, siding would be either aluminum, or asbestos, asphalt, or, what is that other stuff that they have? I forgot now.
That's fine. When you come up the stairs and outside your house, what do you call that little area that you might have just outside? Place where you might sit?
The entrance.
Yeah, if you had a bigger one, say with the chairs, you could sit down on it.
Oh, hallway?
Outside.
On the outside?
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I can't think of it.
Porch.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of a hall.
Yeah. Like an entrance hall.
Yeah,
well,
that's a porch, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then around the house, you have those
gutters.
Yeah. If you have a small house in which you keep tools or a lawnmower and so on like that for the yard, what would you call
storage.
That?
Storage. Storehouse.
Uh-huh.
Or a garage or a shed.
Okay. If your wife asks you to do something and you don't get around to it, and then she comes and she says, did you do so-and-so? You would say, no, I haven't, blanket. What would you
say? I haven't had time.
Well, use some part of the word did. She said, did you do that? You would say, no, I haven't, blanket.
No, I haven't done it.
Okay, if you knew that, say, Joe was going to be home, you know, but it was fine if your wife went over there anyway. You know, she wanted to go home and play with the kids or see Nancy or something, any whatever. And she said to you, does Joe care if I come over now? And you knew that it was fine. You would say, no, he blank care. What would you put in there?
He doesn't care.
These are odd, aren't they?
Yes.
you know, people always wonder, what is this all about?
You're catching me here in a... wondering now, what is the word?
Yes, well, see, we never pay attention to what we say.
No, not only that, we say what we think.
Yeah, which is fine.
At that particular time. And
yeah, it may not even be what you say most of the time. That's one of the hard parts of the whole thing. I was interviewing an 82-year-old lady one day, and that was funny. I mean, it was just, it wasn't that she didn't know. Her head just wasn't able to work that fast.
No.
You know, so finally I abandoned the questions I just talked with. So, oh, it was funny. I had a bang out of it. She really.
Geez, I'm surprised that an 82-year-old woman would be able to even think fast enough to give you an answer, you know?
Well, she had a hard time. She did. But once we just talked, it was fine. And then I had another lady who was 74, and she was fast. She's faster than I was. Memory? It was amazing. I couldn't, and I'd ask her this or that, and she'd give me the date. Practically, I thought she could give me the hour when such and such occurred. She was amazing.
Fantastic.
Somebody.
I know about a 92-year-old man. He makes me look sick when he speaks.
No kidding.
And I can't get over it. He's fantastic. And across the street from me, where I used to live at 96th and Avenue M, there were